We just finished about doing the legwork, so.
Yes. Now be how I made it, I guess.
Okay.
End up get all that, yeah.
Right, you ready?
So tunaza wapi utaniingiza utaniambia.
Hello, Wasambazaji. Welcome to Sambaza Podcast, the show with the most riveting topics and conversations. I'm your host, Sambaza. Stay with us till the end for funny bloopers and rapid-fire questions. Don't forget to click and subscribe, as you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok as Sambaza Podcast. Did I mention that we are on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast? With that said, Wasambazaji, let's get this show started. Here we go.
This is Anna Mwalago, and you're listening to the Sambaza Podcast.
Welcome back to the Sambaza Podcast show. This is part two of the episode. Hope you enjoy.
Okay, Wasambazaji, this is part two of this interesting conversation that I am having with Anna Mwalago, and this is regarding the series Women in Power. And the last time we talked, we were talking about how much legwork you need to put in and how you got to put yourself into these spaces where, like you said, you have to put in yourself head first. You know, you have to go in with giving out all your potential and saying who you are and what you can provide to the people. And that's how you got yourself to where you are currently. Now,
yes.
I don't know, we were talking about, now you've gotten to the point where the poem is doing very well. We haven't talked about the other part, your academic career, because you have this wonderful academic career in Swahili. And I think that was one of the gigs that you had. But just before we go into it, I have to ask you this question. When you go back home, or when you're talking to your parents, how would they describe you?
Like, well, my mom and unfortunately my dad passed away almost 12 years ago. But when he was, of course, living, I've always seen me and my dad have had a very close relationship. So like in my family, like, you know, my siblings would tell you, yeah, Anna was the closest to dad, and you know. But I was telling my mom the other day, I was saying, it's as if my dad knew it before myself, that I was going to be something special. And because there's a word he said, but when, because I'm scared of saying this because of maybe my family will be watching this and they're going to say, you see, but when I was young, my siblings would always send me to go talk to dad. Like if they need anything, go tell dad. So they made me, I told my mom, excuse me, let me get some water.
That take some Kenyan tea.
Oh,
that cures all.
They made me feel like, you know, so the thing is, so I was close to my dad. I would hang out with my dad. And I remember, one day, my dad, my brother even told me, and my dad said that, dad said, Alan, do your kiboko yao. So, you know, but you see, that can be taken in a very wrong way, you understand?
Yeah.
But for me, I think that he saw the courage. He saw that, you know, I didn't care, I just did, you know, I did. And so I think that, for me, speaks volume when your parents give you the freedom to be who you are. And if it wasn't for my mom and my dad giving me the freedom to be who I am, even when I was a child, I don't think I'll be talking to you today. I don't think I'll be a performing artist, but they gave me that freedom. I come from a family where my parents never told us, be a doctor, be an accountant. No, the most important thing was get your education and get your degree. So all of us have gone to universities. As four of us, three siblings plus myself, we've all have our degrees. But these degrees were not forced on us. It was go and study what you love. So we all doing things we love. My brother is doing something he loves. My sister, she does something she loves. My other brother is doing something he loves. And I'm doing something I love. So I encourage parents to give their children freedom to be who God brought them here on earth to be, because they are going to flourish in whatever field they want to be, as long as they have passion. So my parents, my mom and my dad, are very proud of me. They also came to see my shows in Kenya when I performed. They'll come to see me on the in the theaters. If it is German Institute, go there, or you know, French Cultural Center or mm-hmm. National Theater. And so they are proud of me. They know that these qualities come from them, and they also gave me the wings to fly. So really, I'm just really blessed to have come from a wonderful family, because also my siblings encouraged me. They also always pampered me by saying, this is just a child. But you see, all my jokes and my playing and my stuff is who I am now. So that's what I wanted to say.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Now let's go with the academia part. Now you became a doctor and you teach Swahili linguistics and all that. How did that come about?
So I'm not a doctor yet. I always like to, but I'm a professor.
Oh, yeah, professor.
Which professor. Is a big thing. But yes. You see, this is the thing. It's always good to dream. And when I came to America, I wanted to have not only to be a performing artist that I am, but to have my own band. I have my own band. It's called Afro Floetry Band. We play my songs that I create, plus other covers from Miriam Makeba and other famous musicians like Bob Marley. But I wanted to mention that before I started the journey of how I got there. Go ahead.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm forgetting that part where, yes, you have a band and you have a company, a theater workshop, right?
Yes. Yeah. I have a theater performing arts company.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Then we talk about the academia.
So when I got to the point where now I'm performing the U.S. as a spoken word artist, mm-hmm. remember, I'm not an actress as I was in Kenya, but I am, because everything is encompassed in performing arts. Mm-hmm. So when I started doing that, I had in my heart, I said, I need to open a company. Because I am doing performances, people are calling me from government institutions, private institutions, schools. I perform for children in high school, middle school, elementary, you know, big offices like the government, you know, State mm-hmm. Department. So, I mean, I just started blossoming in my career that it became my full-time job. But I had to have a company because, you know, Mwalago Productions, so that even when the academy a check, it's going straight to my company. Therefore, I pay taxes at the end of the year. So it helped me, because then I was able to focus on my career in a more professional way. So my Mwalago Productions, I didn't want it to just be spoken word. I knew I had more than that. I wanted also to be my band, because I'd been with other bands here in America, from Chop Teeth Band. I also had been with an African dance company called Soul in Motion. So I saw from what they were doing, I wanted to create my own. So I created Mwalago Production LLC. That was in over 15 years, almost 18 years ago now. And and then after that, hold on one second. Mom, I'm in an interview for the radio show. Sorry, Steve. That's mom. Okay. So I formed this company, Mwalago mm-hmm. Production LLC. And also, I'm a singer. I love singing. I had been with other bands. I wanted to create my own band so that I can also amplify my poetry into music and even more. And I love Taarab. So I sing Taarab. I sing Rumba. I like all songs, you know. Yeah, so we can play one of my songs at the end if you want, so that people know that I also have like 3 CDs out of my music. So after that, I had now my career as a spoken word artist, mm-hmm. my band. And because I am an actress, I went back into creating my one woman shows. And that's my first show. It's called Never Thought I Was Black Till I Came to America. And it talks about my journey coming to America from Kenya. And it resonates with a lot of immigrants from all over the world. In fact, I just want to go back to be doing this show again. And hopefully God will give me the strength to do it, because I'm doing too many things. So anyway.
I know. You have a lot in your resume.
Yes. Yes. So with that being said, Mwalago Production LLC is now a company that works for my band, for my spoken word Also through my band, of course, I pay them. So I have band members, I pay them. And then also part of it is also part of my Swahili Halisi. During COVID, I started teaching Swahili through Zoom, and I was teaching children, adults, because I'd been teaching before through agencies. So I have my company there, Swahili Halisi, which is under the umbrella of Mwalagu Production. What else? And then my one-woman shows are also under that umbrella. And last but not least, also, I started greeting cards. So my greeting cards, Steve, I have not explored the market, but I know, I'm saying it right here, they will be on, excuse me, they're going to be on different stores when I'm ready. Because they are my poetry, but with pictures, you know, nice design work done by different artists from different countries. So with that being said, I am now a full-time performing artist, which I've been for over 15 years. This is my career. This is my work. My company is Mwalagu Production LLC. So I had been doing this for 15 years, but then I'd always had a passion to go back to school. You understand? I came to America and I said, I can't go, but when, because I don't want to live in America the rest of my life. I want to go back to Kenya and settle or somewhere in Africa. Oh, so I was like, I have to go out of here. I came here saying I wanted to study theater in as my master's program.
Right.
And in Kenya, at Catholic University, we didn't have those opportunities. There were no schools of performing arts. It was economics, it was teaching. So I did economics with social sciences. So when I got a chance, Steve, now remember, we have to talk about why we were doing all these shoddy jobs. We didn't have makaratas.
Yes.
We didn't have compass. Yeah. We have to be honest. Life was difficult because we were undocumented at the time. But when I got documented and got my papers and now continue, and I was never afraid of having my, I formed my company when I was undocumented. I had my taxes, but I had my tax ID, but I didn't have a social, and I formed my company and I paid my taxes. And that's what I want to tell Africans or immigrants. There are no shortcuts in life. If you go to a shortcut, you find a long cut. But if you do the long cut, you'll get to a shortcut. So my thing is, when now I got my papers and I was like, okay, now I have things that I really wanted to do. One of it was go to school to do my master's in theater, because I felt like I wanted to go and teach theater in Kenya, here in America, but also to continue with my dream. And is one of my dreams is to be seen in the, what do you call it, to have my own show or be in the movies here in America.
And, on Broadway.
Broadway, even film and TV. And it's coming through, Steve. I want to tell you that my sitcom, we shot a sitcom. It's coming through. So with that, I just went back to school. And during COVID, I imagine I went back and I enrolled at Towson University in Baltimore. I was my master's is in fine arts theater. And in 2022, May, I graduated. My goodness. Thank you. And so when I graduated, Steve, now I'm like, okay, how am I going to use this? You know, yes, I want to teach theater, but at the same time, I want to now go Broadway, film, all that kind of stuff. I got a call. Hey, Anna, now that you have graduated, you have your master's, you can teach. I was like, yeah, I used to teach Swahili, as I said earlier, through agencies and through my company. So Howard University was looking for a professor to teach Swahili.
Wait a minute. Howard is a big deal.
Yes, it's a big deal. It's the number one HBCU, historically Black university. So you can imagine, guess who have touched that university, from Taraji P. Henson to all these big stars. Yeah, and now, Wakanda.
Exactly, that's the guy. That's him.
Chadwick Boseman, rest his soul. In fact, even the School of Performing Arts is named after him. It's called Chadwick Boseman School of Performing Arts. And now even the dean is Felicia Rashad. Now you know who Felicia Rashad is.
Exactly.
She's the dean of the Performing Arts School. So it's really a blessing. When I walk at Howard every day to go and teach, my God, I feel so blessed. because it's one of the dreams. I dreamt of teaching, but at Howard, you understand? I dreamt of maybe going to school at Howard, but to teach at Howard, to be a professor at Howard is a blessing. And when I walk on the yard, I thank God. I pinch myself.
I'm just getting chills.
Yes. And then
because
guess
people
what?
don't realize what you, where you are in life and what, I mean, if someone was, I mean, you need to write a book. This is just this is the precursor to your book because people don't understand where you came from to where you are now to be actually walking into doing theater and teaching, leave alone the theater that you used to work at in Kenya. Now you're teaching it. And the dean and the school and who the theater school that it's named after, it can't get any better than that.
And guess what? I'm not teaching theater yet there.
Right.
I'm teaching Swahili. However, it's interesting because I'm always like working with the theater department. The other time they had a play and it was they had a song in Swahili. They wanted me to come and listen to it so that I can make sure they're doing it right. And then December 3rd, I'll have the pleasure of performing my poetry. Oh my God, I can't even say it. At the chapel, Rankin Chapel with the Dean of the Performing Arts. You can imagine the things that are just flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And my best days are when I come to class, I see my students, they are so vibrant. They love my teaching. I love them. And apart from teaching Swahili, I'm also able to make them laugh in class. So my classes are comedy, theater, Swahili, everything in there. I'm living my dream. You understand?
Yes.
That dream that I used to have when I was 8 years old with a blackboard outside. And you remember where I used to live?
Right.
This is what I used to do. In Makande, the highest floor. And you know there were those stairs. Zile ngazi, that's why I would put my blackboard. I'll put it down there and I'll start talking to myself. And here I am. So I say, I'm telling you, we have the power of manifestations. We just don't know it. We have it.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Now I'm teaching at Howard. I'm also continuing to do my performances. I am all over. I'm going to LA to do my comedy. I just came back from Florida. I will be in Tanzania. I mean, I'm just going everywhere. And I just thank God because it is your passion. It is my passion that God gave me that has taken me to all these places.
And I believed in you all that time. Like I said, I always believed in you. And I was saying, you're going to make it. You're going to make it.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. You are one of those people who really encouraged me when I was studying. Because, you know, there are people who will even tell you, you don't have papers. Just go back home. But Steve, you always told me, you know, we're going to do this, Anna. We'll make it. And look at us now. We own our own homes. We are living a good life.
I remember telling you, hey, why don't you come to Texas? If things are so hard, why don't you just come to Texas? We'll hustle in Texas and make it in Texas. And I always remember that conversation. And you told me, no, I have my band here. I have my job here. It's not getting there yet, but we're trying. But we're trying, and I can't come to Texas. And after that call, it really set me, you know, to where you are and say, okay, you know, she has something going and she had something in mind because other people would have taken that easy route, you know, come stay with us here, you know, and we hustle together and we see how it goes. But you said, this thing has to work. I don't care.
Yes.
It has to work. I'm going to stick to it. And it worked. Look at where we are now. You know, let's say starting from the bottom, now we're here.
Yes!
This is what it is. And as you said, it falls into the series of the woman in power.
Yes. Go ahead.
What I was going to say is your teaching career and your acting career,
yes,
where you are as at this juncture, which I'm thinking is about to explode because we've had this conversation before and you said, hey, it's not there yet. This is just the start.
One moment, my Sambaza people. We will be right back. Stay on.
This is Anna Mwalago and you're listening to the Sambaza podcast. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Going back to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell your 18-year-old self right now?
I said, don't eat a lot of sugar, sweet or sweet stuff. That's all the advice I would tell my 18-year-old. Anna, usikule hizo maaf keki unakulaga kila saa. Don't eat too much of those cakes and sweets and candies. Don't eat too much sugar or sweet stuff. That's all the advice I can give myself.
But it's the sugar that gave you all the energy to push you to where you are.
See, the sugar is not even, I had the energy even without the sugar. Remember, I was the tomboy. I was the boy. And I think when I was born, I was like, yes, what's my assignment? Let's do this. Because I tell people these days, I say, kids come with their own assignments. You know, right. Children come with their own assignment. My son is such a wonderful musician. And at 2, he was playing the djembe without me telling him, showing him. I mean, when I was pregnant with him, I was on the stage dancing. I mean, seriously. So, hey, children, everybody comes in this world with an assignment. Let them do the assignments, you know. So for me, I mean, I just say that that's the only advice I would give myself, because really, when I look at my life as a child, Steve, up until now, I have followed the call. I have heed to the call. I have listened to God. I have listened to the voice within. I've really followed, honestly. I would do it all over again because I have followed the path. I have listened to the voice within, listened to God, followed what God said, followed what my parents said, and just kept on loving my passion and doing it. I never strayed. I never stopped.
Nice. Now, we've gone back to your 18-year-old self. Now, we'll move 5 years from now. What are we looking at?
For me or for the world?
You and the world.
Really? As I was telling you earlier, with this, you know, success and this viral videos, that's just really dawned to me that we need more people, motivational speakers like us, Black people all over the world, especially I'm talking about African people. They need to see motivational speakers like us, who look like us. So I want to take that journey. That will be my next journey, to be a motivational speaker. I am already, but to do it in the highest level, because people want us to inspire them. People out there in the world, people in Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, everywhere are looking for people who look like them, who can tell them you can do it too. If I did it, you can do it. It doesn't matter where you come from. I always, something that bothers me so much is when I hear stories about, you know, there's a ship that capsized in Libya, you know, these are immigrants trying to get to Europe. It hurts me. It hurts me. And I say to myself, number one, I get upset at these governments of ours, these countries of ours that are like, you know what? It's not fair for you not to give us even the basic necessities so that we don't feel like we have to leave our countries for greener pastures and then all sink or whatever, drown in the ocean. It's like the maafa again, but this time we are doing it to ourselves. It makes no sense and really hurts me. And I think part of it is because we believe that where we are, we can't make it. And sometimes it is true because, as I said, the gatekeepers are just, you know, but I think there's nothing that God cannot allow you to do if God has put it in you. I believe that for a fact. If God has put in you that you are going to be a singer, you will sing even if you are singing for primary school student or elementary school, and that's where your daily bread will come. Let's not look so much on the bigger picture. Let's look at our passions and work with them where we are. So I really want to be a motivational speaker and touch people, especially in Africa, immigrants all over, even if I can do it here and do it all over, because I think they need people like us. Number one thing that I want to say, for me, God has always been my rock, my foundation, my source, and my everything. Because we're not sitting here saying me and you, Steve, have never gone through hard times. We've been it. Some of us as women, some of us as women have gone through so much. I mean, you know, when you are an immigrant and you're trying to really do your best here in America, and you are living, I was one time living from, hand to mouth, or we call month by month. And you go to a friend you think can help you, a man, and what they want to do is they want to actually, you know, they want to give help, but they want to use you. They want to sleep with you, whatever they want to think they can do. You understand what I mean? And for me, I have been in those situations where I had to fight my way away from a friend I knew. You understand? So for us women, the bar is so high because we have to deal with gender abuse as well. And I went through that myself, fighting to so that somebody cannot molest me or take advantage of me because now I'm broke or I don't have money and I just came to you to ask for money for gas or to pay my rent. Excuse me. And then now you are thinking other things. So to know that, to fight that, to get out of that and to say, you know what? I will survive with or without you. That's something. And so I know that women and men are going through a lot more than even that everywhere in the world. And they just need our voices for us to say, you can do it. If I did it, you can do it. So what I want to do is, God willing, with grace of God, to be able to touch hearts, people, to inspire them. Wherever you are, you can make it. You can be who you want to be. Remember, success is not about money as much as it's about doing something you love. I think, and that's my 5 years from now, to just keep on inspiring through poetry, motivational speaking, through comedy, making people laugh, and, you know, raising my family and, you know, enjoying myself as a human being and being grateful for being here.
Amen. Now, you have a couple of CDs out. I want you to put in all your plugs right now so we can know how we can get you. If anyone is asking for gigs out there, if they need to get your band or they need to get a hold of you or they need to search for you and listen to this spoken word that you have about being an immigrant, how do we get in touch?
First of all, I will start with my handles. Then I'll tell you what I have. So my first handle that I would like for you to please subscribe is my YouTube page, which is Mama Africa Anna. Africa with a C. And all is one word, Mama Africa Anna. And it's my YouTube page. There you'll see my poetry, you'll see my spoken word, my band, my comedy, my one-woman show. Everything is there. And so please subscribe. Hit the notification button. I'm going to use those words now. so that we can have more subscribers. You know, the more we are, the more I'm able to do more, because it needs a system. It needs people that I pay, people to help me to be able to touch different people in the world. So please subscribe. And also, don't just subscribe. Comment. Let me know what you think. Give us advice. We are all, our lives are a masterclass. So you are a masterclass yourself. And also, my Facebook page is Mama Africa Anna. Please go and join, because I have two Facebook pages. There's the personal one and the fan page. The fan page is better because personal is full. So just go to Mama Africa Anna. And then Instagram also, Mama Africa Anna. TikTok, Mama Africa Anna. And Twitter is Anna Mwalago. Maybe I'll change it to Mama Africa Anna. I don't know. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn too. Even I need to be more active there. Yes, if you want us to come to perform as a band, as just myself, motivational speaker, I'm also an MC. I do MC for weddings. I'm a motivational speaker, also a poet. You can email us at book@annamwalago.com. book@annamwalago.com. And also you can just go to my website, annamwalago.com, and then send a message through there, through contact, www.annamwalago.com. Now, for my music, so far I have 3 CDs, but I just came from the studio. We have a new album coming in. And those songs will be amazing. So for the new CD, not yet, but please, we'll be doing it the way Beyonce and big artists are doing it, one song at a time.
true.
Yes. So please watch out the space on YouTube, Mama Africa Anna. But right now for my music, go to Spotify. Spotify, just type my name, Anna Mwalago, and you'll see my 3 CDs. My first CD, when I came here to America, it was all poetry. It was called Ukweli, and it's there. My second CD is called Haki. So Ukweli means the truth, and I was passionate. I'm still passionate telling people the truth about the beauty of Africa. The second one is Haki, which means justice. How are we going to get justice for the downtrodden, for the marginalized? And the third one is Shukrani, being grateful. And this is a CD for children's songs. And, you know, it's inspired by the birth of my child. So definitely. And then I have a poetry book. It's out of the market right now. It's called
We're getting old.
Poetry in Exile. Poetry in Exile. Yes. It's out there, but now this is out of market, or rather I need to go and talk to somebody who can republish it again, Poetry in Exile. But I have a children's book in Swahili that you can buy it online. It's called Mimi ni Maua. Just if you go to Amazon, it's there. Mimi ni
Maua. I'm a flower.
Maua. Yeah, I am a flower. Yes. Yes. And it's good, Steve. Buy that book and start teaching your children Swahili.
Oh, yeah.
Or call me to teach them on Zoom.
So you also have the Zoom thing going on.
Yeah, but now because I'm so busy, I have teachers who teach me on my behalf.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I'm hiring teachers because my life has become so busy and hectic. But sometimes I'm in there teaching too. I don't mind. You know, I love children. So there's that Mimi ni Maua. What else do I do? Oh, and also, I have a website called Afro Swag. Afro Swag. It has my greeting cards. If you go there, you see all greeting cards with my pictures and with poetry. This is my thing that we are pushing right now, but definitely I believe next year will be in a couple of stores. I'm calling it, Steve. And and then also watch out for my, oh my God, we have a sitcom about us, about immigrants. Our life in America is comedy and drama. And I don't even want to say it because it's being edited right now. But I think Steve, give me advice. Should I show this sitcom on YouTube or should I look for a producer to take it to maybe bigger heights, like, you know, be on networks like Netflix or stuff like that? I'm wondering. Okay. Go ahead.
We'll talk about it. You may attend.
Yes, you may attend. But anyway, it's coming soon. So, all in all, so many things, but if you go to youtube.com, that's where everything of mine is, youtube.com/MamaAfrikaAnna.
Yeah, and I'll put the links on conversation, and people can go in and link and go to all these places that you are saying, and if they want to subscribe or subscribe and, you know, get a book and come to listen to your Swahili. I mean, hey, we're here to help out. And this has been truly inspirational. Thank you so much for coming on. And the Mama Africa part, yeah, it resonates a lot. And see, you are that powerful woman that we talk about in the diaspora. And a lot of Kenyans look up to you. My hope is that the young lady or even the young boys out there would look at the resilience. Again, as I keep saying, resilience, inspiration, and hard work put into something that you really wish for. You just stick into the plan and the plan always works. And you always have to trust in God. That's what I can sum up as having gotten through this whole conversation. Yes, you had one more thing you want to say?
There's one thing I want to say. It's a story. Mm-hmm. I mean, one day I went to perform at a university. And after I finished performing, this young lady came to me and she said, "Oh, Miss Mwalagwa, I really just want to say that thank you so much. You have really inspired me. You know, I saw you perform one day. I used to perform for this immigrant organization. And I think she was a young child. She's an immigrant herself. And at that time, before I was so feeling so down. In fact, I had just come from Africa. I don't know which country." She said in Africa, maybe Sudan or Cameroon. I think maybe Cameroon. And people were bullying me. And I joined high school and I wanted to even, she wanted to, what's the thing that they do?
Bleach
her face. Yeah, she wanted to bleach her face. But I had your poem called I Have a Dream. And it is the poem that stopped me from doing that. This is a different poem I do about Africa. It's very powerful. You can find it on YouTube. I did it I performed it in New York at the center. Just type Anna Mwalagwa Africa Day. I have a dream. And so she said, and not only that, I'm here in the university because of your poem. That poem made me enroll in college and I decided to go to it. I couldn't believe, you know, and I was like, wow, I didn't know that what I'm doing can inspire somebody to that level. I didn't know.
See, there you go. So there are people out there, and I hope more will be inspired when this podcast comes out and they listen to it, if not now, in the future. and search for you and kind of get some inspiration and follow their dreams using your template, even though the template might be different. You know, like, it's not, you know, you were not, you, like you said, I went viral on Facebook. People go viral on TikTok now, you see, but it's still a template way back when, but the template is still the same, going viral. Yeah. So last but not least, I know you have a great family. I've met your family. I've enjoyed time with your family. And I wanted to say thank you for the invites and thank you for coming to the Sambaza podcast. And I don't know what to say. It's been a pleasure to have you here. There's greatness in here. You gave me the chills talking about, you know, what we have here, what you've done. Lastly, final thoughts as we wind up on Sambaza podcast.
You know, one thing I wanted to say, I really didn't know. It's amazing what interviews do. Because I wake up in the morning, I'm like, okay, this is the routine today. We're going to do this. I'm going to grade. We're going to go to church, all that stuff. But when somebody tags the thing that you love, I was just, you see the way I've been bubbling and happy and stuff like that. Yeah. So it speaks volume to passion. If you really don't, if you want to know what your passion is, be aware of yourself. Watch yourself. What makes you bubbly? What makes you happy? What makes you, that is it. That is it. Because now, even this interview has actually cemented that this is what I'm supposed to do. Because I really can't believe how happiness has just come, especially, of course, part of it, because I know you, Steve. You're my brother. I love you. But at the same time, the things you've said just, you know, reminded us of the journey, how far we have come. And so I wanted to tell people, it doesn't matter where you come from. It matters what you're doing and where you're going. So we came from very humble beginnings, me and Steve, and now we are here, just like the song says. So we just want to thank God and thank God for many, many things. And I just want to say thank God, thank to my ancestors, my good ancestors, thank to my mother and my father and the my family, my siblings, and above all, the people who support us that we don't even know. I just want to say thank you to all of you. Thank you, definitely. Steve, this has been a long time coming. Yes, we'll do it. We'll do it. Finally.
I know. Yes.
Everything has its time. This was
exactly
the time.
Exactly. It was a pleasure having you. And Wasambazaji, this has been great. Look up whatever you can for Anna Molago. She's out there, and she'll give you all the best of knowledge if you ever get in touch with her. All I can say is asante sana. Thank you very much for coming to the show. All right.
Thank
that's
you.
It.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. Go ahead.
Bye.
Well, okay. That concludes our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to Sambaza. Stay tuned next week as we'll present to you a new episode. Meanwhile, let's chat through Instagram and Twitter at Sambaza Podcast. Or you can send me an email via sambazapodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you want to, you can send me a voicemail message if you have the Anchor app. Let's talk and chat. Peace and love, Wasambazaji. This was a pre-recorded episode that was mixed and mastered at Sambaza Studios.